Mary Poppins, Michael pulled my hair.
You deserved it. It's not nice to tell tales.
It's not nice to be horrible like you.
It's quite clear you got out of bed the wrong side this morning, Michael Banks.
I didn't. There is no wrong side to my bed.
Every bed has a right and wrong side.
Not mine. It's next to the wall.
Now, sir, that's quite enough from you. I'll thank you to go and pick up that shiny thing lying on the path over there and bring it to me. Somebody's dropped their tiara, perhaps.
Mary Poppins, what is it?
It's mine.
No, mine. I saw it first.
But I picked it up.
I'll take that, thank you.
What's it for? It looks like a watch, but there are no numbers on it. Just one hand spinning around.
It's a compass. It's for going round the world. Here are all the different directions.
You go round the world in a ship or an aeroplane. I know that. That wouldn't take you round the world.
Oh, really, Mr. Clever? You just watch. North!
Oh, aren't you cold?
No, but I'm getting dizzy. The ground's spinning. I can hardly stand up straight. Where are we?
Can't you see?
No. My eyes are closed.
Mine too.
Well, open them.
Michael, it's beautiful. There's snow everywhere. It's all white and sparkly, like diamonds. And, oh, what? Oh, there's something moving over there.
Oh, open your eyes, Michael. This is ridiculous.
What is that? Are we at the North Pole, Mary Poppins?
Yes, we are. And that is Bjorn, a friend of mine.
He's a polar bear.
Michael, where are you going? Stay here.
Isn't it clever? You can hardly see him against the snow.
Take that!
Roar! What did you do that for?
Father always says, if a bear attacks you, you should strike him firmly on the nose.
But I didn't attack you.
Michael Banks, apologize at once. Bjorn was not attacking you. He was only saying hello.
Well, I don't care.
I'm so sorry. I wouldn't have brought him had I known he'd be this rude. We better be going.
Oh, do stay for a chat. I long for a bit of gossip. You could send the boy away.
Next time, perhaps. South.
Ah, no problem. I'm falling.